It's the Jace Edwards radio program on your Friday morning freak show, and talk about freaks. I gotta say, I love the women of Playboy.
Me too.
I love the women. I'm not saying freaks in a bad way. I'm talking about, yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah. And coming up here in, what, this next month's edition of Playboy?
Yeah, I believe it's the November one.
The November one. They actually have convinced the former lover of Barry Bonds to pose. Now, yes. Her name's Kimberly Bell, and she has some claims, and I never get a chance to talk to the sports star's girlfriend, so
this is going to be interesting.
Let's go ahead and bring her on the line here. We've got Kimberly Bell joining us. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. So how did you get approached to do Playboy?
Wow, you know, the opportunity came along, and they told me that I would be able to defend myself and tell my story, and so I thought it would be a great opportunity amid all this scrutiny to do so. And I knew that everybody reads Playboy for the articles, right?
And, you know, you can joke, Kimberly, but I actually read them cover to cover. So.
Oh, he's just happy he can read.
No, they're great writers, though, I do have to say that. And the pictures themselves, I'm proud of them, and Playboy was so professional, and it was just a fantastic experience.
Now you said, of course, you know, you get to give your side of the story out. There's been a lot of claims, a lot of allegations being made. Give us the meat and potatoes of what's being said on both sides.
About me?
Well, not about you. I mean, about the allegations dealing with your former lover.
Oh, okay, my former boyfriend as well.
Oh, you guys were together for a long time.
Yeah, almost 9 years.
And he was actually married during part of that time.
Well, toward the end there. No, yeah, we were just boyfriend-girlfriend dating. You know, I loved him. He loved me for the first several years. And then suddenly he comes to me one day and he says, you know, I'm going to get married. And where'd this come from, I thought. And she lived in another country.
Ooh.
So he moved her down here. And then I still kind of told myself, you know, a little naive as I was, oh, maybe he won't actually marry her, though. You know, maybe they're just going to live together and he's going to realize that that's not the right thing. And so,
because you can change a man, right?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I know that's not true now.
Sorry.
And, of course, being that you were with him for so long, you were privy to a lot of information, especially about a lot of the stuff that, that people say are the reason that he's so great.
Right. No, you know, he probably would have gotten into the Hall of Fame before that anyway. I mean, based on his all his achievements prior to that. So I don't
exactly.
want to take that away
exactly.
from him.
No, I totally agree with you. In fact, I'm a closet Barry Bonds fan. You know, it's just the allegations really taint it for me. That's the only problem.
You know that they like stamped an asterisk on the ball that he hit over the fence to break the record.
Yeah. Did they do it already? Did they stamp the asterisk?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really? Oh, I mean, I think that was brilliant to do with the ball. You know, he left it up to the fans.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, he didn't do that himself. I mean, he left it up to a vote of the fans. And mm-hmm. who pays those salaries? You know, who ultimately pays those bills? And it's
exactly.
all the fans. So,
exactly.
You know, I thought that was a great move on his part. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. If you know, leave it up to the people that are doing the judging. Ooh, just let them take care of it.
Exactly.
He knows what he did. You know what I mean? I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you know, he knows
100%.
What he did. He hit that ball. He felt it. He, you know.
Well, baseball's a business. You know, I mean, I think that everybody kind of winks and looks the other way. I mean, there's trainers. What about the masseuses? I mean, who's got their hands on this man as much as anybody else? The masseuses, the coaches, you know, the owners, the managers. I mean, but it's all a business. And he sold the tickets. He was, you know, the franchise player.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know? But so, he did have a great work ethic.
Well, whether you agree with him or you don't agree with him, the fact is that he's definitely hit that number of balls, and you know, you got to give kudos where kudos is due in the fact that he does play the game well.
Sure, I just hope the Hall of Fame will have a little separate wing, you know, a little wing.
Yeah,
for
I don't give him that
decade.
Much credit. Yeah.
See, Tank's on the other side of the fence here on this one. He's like, you know, no, dude, he's
the man. I will not doubt ever in my mind that the man used steroids. I mean, just look at his picture. His skeletal structure has changed over the years. All right, seriously.
Some things grow bigger and some things shrink. Yeah.
See? Now, did you notice any skeletal structure change? I mean, was there any changing, shrinking, or growing of any of the bones?
You know, he says the shape of his head didn't change, but I mean, you can just take a look at a photograph, and I mean, his
exactly.
Yeah,
I have his rookie baseball
the shape
card.
Of his skull looks like the plates move and grow, and I don't know.
Exactly. I've followed Barry Bonds' career since I was a kid, man.
Okay, so you saw how skinny he was.
Exactly.
Right.
I have his old baseball card still.
It's not the same person.
No.
It's not.
Wow, Kimberly Bell going to be in Playboy in November. You want to get the full side of the story. Now, am I wrong? Is there a book coming out?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm hoping so at some point based on the fact that, I mean, I've found myself in the midst of this such a difficult experience. And, I mean, I know all the lessons that I've learned. I mean, this wasn't a casual relationship. This was a really, you know, this was at some point a very loving relationship. And, you know, I learned a lot about trust and discernment and choices and consequences. And everybody here has to take responsibility for their actions. And in retrospect, I'm kind of grateful for some of the experiences that I had because it's taught me so much about myself. So that's about the only good thing at this point that's come from it. So.
Now, being that that you were the former girlfriend of a man that was married, is there any advice that you'd want to give any chick listening that is sitting here going, he's going to break up with her, I know he is?
Don't do it. No, it's about being, you know, self-aware and having the kind of confidence and self-esteem to not fall victim to something like that. I mean, it really is. I mean, and to have discernment, you know, to really align, you know, what you believe in and your values and align that with just good decision-making. Which I didn't do. I didn't do. And I come from a father, you know, I was a fatherless daughter, so I didn't have that kind of example for me at home. So I know that everybody I dated, I kind of tried to imagine them in that role. And
right.
I think he very much took on that kind of role for me. And that's, you know, it's kind of sad, but that's the truth, so.
Well, Kimberly Bell, thank you so much. And definitely very aware. And we thank you for your insight and for being in Playboy.
Yeah, come out to Palm Springs and autograph my issue, all right?
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you later. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Take care.